I guess his title this year with Frankfort Youth Baseball is their treasurer. Thanks for being on this morning, Coach Easton.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Frankfort baseball's up and running. Baseball sign-ups and T-ball and all that happens all during the winter, and you guys get rolling here as soon as the weather is nice, and I'm sure you guys are in full stride right now.
Yeah, we've been pretty blessed with the weather. We have 5 T-ball teams, 2 8U teams, 3 10U teams, 2 12U teams for a total of 140 kids. It's pretty nice to get to see all those kids out there playing ball again.
That is a really nice number. You guys started playing any games yet?
We've done some scrimmage games. I know the 12U teams, they've scrimmaged each other. 8U teams have scrimmaged each other. I think 10U teams are going to scrimmage each other soon here too.
Are you guys doing some fundraising right now to help support this program? And if you are, how can we participate?
We don't have any fundraisers going on as of right now, but July 4th, we're doing a dunk tank and a speed pitch competition there at the TPA Park. And then for the Hot Dog Festival, we're going to be doing another speed pitch competition. But you can always donate to the Little League. We could always use funds for stuff. This year, we're taking the base pass, the TPA. We're making them like a dirt path so that we got the grass infield, and then it make kind of give you like a little bit of a, like a major league feel with that base path like that for first and third base.
There's always plenty to do to keep up the fields and get all the maintenance done, that's for sure.
Yes, and I mean, if you want to volunteer, you can contact us on our Facebook page, Frankfort Little League. Just Frankfort Little League is our Facebook page. You can contact there if you want to volunteer to help do anything. We could always use volunteers.
And I think you have a big day coming up, April 29th, the last Saturday this month, correct?
Yeah, April 29th is our opening day. Every kid will be there. Every kid will bat. Jesse Lennon, he's an Army National Guard member. He will be there throwing out the first pitch. We have Kona Ice will be there. I believe we have a coffee van or something. They'll be there as well. Hopefully it's a real nice day. Last year was super nice, so hoping for the same results this year.
So some of the things will be happening that day, you'll all play or you'll have some kind of parade, or how's all that work?
Yep. We'll start with a parade at 10:30. The kids will walk from the concession stand area by the park. They'll walk down. I got to contact police and fire, so they'll escort, like last year, they'll escort us down there. The kids will get their names announced on the field, and each kid will be announced, and we'll announce the All-Stars from last year, the Jeff Emery Mental Attitude Award winners from last year, and just give them recognition. Those kids deserve it.
Can you talk a little bit about your T-ball program and how that works?
Yeah, so we have 5 T-ball teams, and we're going to play it. They're going to be playing the east side. And last year we introduced a pitching machine to them to try to get them ready for the 8U season. It went pretty well. We'll still try to go with that again, probably a little coach's pitch, and introduce that pitching machine again to them. And I think it went pretty well last year. So
what's your ages for your T-ball teams?
4 to 6. So yeah, we have 4 to 6 years old. And then if they're not really ready for the 8U level, we may hold a couple 7-year-olds back or whatever, because we don't want them to get too afraid of it, trying to introduce the game to them. Some of them start a little later than others, but.
And then you're talking about your 8U, 10U, and 12U teams. They play amongst each other, and then I think you play some area teams as well, correct?
Yes, sir. We have games. I believe also we have, even Delphi is going to have an 8U team with us. So we have Delphi, we have Clinton Prairie, Rossville, Michigan Town. I think Camden might have an 8U team this year too. We had Michigan Town, they combined, them and Kirkland combined. So they got a real nice number in Michigan Town as well.
And then at the end of the season, you guys are normally playing in the Town and Country State Tournament, which is a lot of area teams, probably from Plymouth down to Frankton area across the state to like Attica.
Yeah, and that's real nice. And we had our our 10U team last year got second place in state, real close to winning it. 8U went, we went, 8U team went to semi-state, and I believe they're, I mean, both teams got even better this year, so they should be pretty fun to watch.
Are you been notified yet? Is Frankfort hosting any of that part of that state tournament in any of those age groups?
As of right now, no, but we're still in talks to see.
Okay. Hey, how can people get out and watch you guys? Give us an idea when the games are and when the patrons of Frankfort can get out and watch these young kids play.
So the good thing with so many teams, we're going to be probably playing every night in May and the beginning of June. The East Side Fields will host the 8U and the T-ball. T-ball will be on Saturday morning, afternoon time, and the 10U and 12U will play, I mean, if you look at the schedule, almost every night. We'll have it posted on our Frankfort Little League page and the Facebook page. I mean, the good thing with having so many teams is we're going to be playing almost every night.
When you say the East Side, if you're new to the area, you're talking about near the Frankfort High School and just back west of the soccer fields, if I'm thinking correctly.
Yeah, just straight across the street from the middle school before you get to the train tracks.
Okay, and then the rest of the games would be played right there at the southwest corner of TPA Park.
Yep, yes, sir.
Hey, can you talk a little bit about, you know, you're the treasurer of the youth baseball, Frankfort Little League. Can you talk about some more people helping out on your board?
So we also have our sponsor coordinator. We have our president, Nick Phillips, our vice president, Brett.
Putting you on the spot, I know. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, so we have a ton of people helping out with the league this year, and it's nice that we spread out the love a little bit.
How do you work out your umpires and all that? Do you have to hire them, or how's that all play out? Do you know, make sure you cover all these youth games?
Yeah, we have an umpire coordinator. He'll coordinate, make sure all the umpires are there. They're certified for town and country games and stuff. So,
is it a struggle finding enough umpires to cover all these games?
Sometimes it is. We have a couple real good ones that are usually there, and they can make it most of the time. So, which is good for us. I mean, other leagues are going to struggle, and hopefully there's more kids out there and more young adults that get certified so they can help everyone out.
It's a problem across the country, and they've really hit on it in Indiana high school sports about, you know, being a little bit nicer to the referees because there's such a shortage, and people just don't want to put their face out there anymore. And I'm sure that's no different in youth baseball.
Yeah, everyone gets emotional. I mean, it's the game at the end of the day, and we're there for the kids. And I know you say you want, you just go out there and have fun, and then parents get a little bit riled up. And I mean, it's nice to have fans that really care, but wish they would just care if the kids are having more fun.
That's a good way to put it. Anything else we can do here at the radio station to help out you guys, just let us know.
Will do.
They have their opening day. Let's go over that one more time, if you would go over the April 29th day and let the people know what that will look like.
Yeah, so opening day, April 29th, we're going to have the parade from the concession stand down to the ball field, announce all the kids.
What time frame will that be, John, in the morning?
Yes, sir. 10:30 is the start of it, and then depending on how fast we get everything done, we should be done with everything, and then starting games about 12:30. And then we'll announce, like I said, we'll announce the All Stars from last year, the Jeff Emery Award winner, Mental Attitude Award winners. We'll have the first pitch. All those kids will play. Hopefully it's cool in the morning, so we get the coffee sales going, and then. And then warmer in the afternoon, so we get Kona Ice sales.
And go over that Facebook page again. If you're wanting to be a sponsor or donate or help in any way, can you go over that Facebook page again so people can reach out to you?
Frankfort Little League. We have a Facebook page. You can message us on Messenger. And then our email is frankfortlittleleague@gmail.com. You can contact us there as well. And then we have some phone numbers for some board members on our website, which is frankfortlittleleague.com. which we is pretty nice. I mean, we get it. Frankfort, Kentucky doesn't get it. Frankfort, Indiana gets that.
Nice. Well, you said earlier you have 140 kids from 6 to 8 years old playing T-ball, 8U, 10U, and 12U baseball. That means there's some guys in the board doing some things right to get that many kids out and playing. So I want to congratulate you guys. Good luck to the season this year. If you're in the area on April 29th, get out and watch those kids and support them. And as John said, you know, starting here the 1st of May, almost every night at one of those locations on the East Side Ballpark or on the southwest corner of TPA Park, you could watch a baseball game every night. Thanks for being on this morning, Coach Eason.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Hey, one more quick question. How's the yard sale going on, Forest Drive this morning?
Oh, not bad, not bad. It's a nice night, yeah. Nice.
What's your address, though?
1059 Forest Drive.
1059 Forest Drive. If you're out driving around, listen to us this morning. He's got a nice yard sale going on. Hey, thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Hey, this will wrap up another Inside the Huddle. We had a really good show this morning. Chris Gorbett started off with Rossville softball. Don Helmick, Clinton Central softball, was on next. Jody Lee talking about Clinton Prairie tennis and their first year of having a tennis program at Clinton Prairie and fielding a team. And then we just wrapped it up with John Easton, the treasurer of Frankfort Youth Baseball, talking about their opening day coming up on April 29th. And a good number of kids playing Frankfort baseball, 140. Can't beat that. Join us again next week, 9 o'clock, right here for Inside the Huddle. This has been your host, Jamie Blacker. Thanks for listening.